Yes, yes, yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Greetings. Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat bless. Yes, yes. Some daylight savings, you know, they think to change laws and time. So some daylight savings, I guess, mix up right there, there. Hopefully ones and ones in the hearing right here. Go tell the brothers and sisters daylight savings time had to kind of, you know, figure that out right there. I was trying to push it for an hour, you know, but was able to get it to go through right here live. Give thanks to co-laborers right here on the board. So here for this sixth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have generation. Yes, I, Jah calls upon the youth because they are strong. So here, let's ride up with a classic right here, generations. Here we have Desmond Dekker speaking about the young generation. Yes, yes, daylight savings time, the whole daylight savings time, you know, mix up. It seems like on the live stream, it says like 1 hour and 19 or so minutes, you know, that's that whole daylight savings time thing. What the scripture talk about, they shall seek to change laws and times, you know, the Gregorian time. In fact, this is this type of season right here, also in the Torah reading and feedings, also reflecting this very season here, you know, the two halves of the heavens. The word for heavens in the Hebrew, Shemayim, which literally can mean the place of the waters because of the yod and the mim at the end, the im or the yim, Shemayim, it's like plural, usually double, like the double heaven. So here, when this region of the heavens, as the heavens turn, the celestial globe around this earthly plane, and the Gregorian, let's touch on this right here, Gregorian calendar right here, as hopefully the brothers and sisters that are calling in right away probably got that message where they said about an hour, 59 minutes or so, but, you know, got to get around that, but it seems like they took off a little bit of the time. Yeah, we see on the board right here, it's at 1 hour, 17 minutes, so roughly maybe about, you know, 15 or so minutes, 15 to maybe 20 minutes. But here on the Gregorian calendar, the Western Gentile calendar is known as the Gregorian calendar. Some say the Gregorian calendar is evil. Hear this right here.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops.
They said that the Gregorian calendar, right, this is a little clip right here, the Gregorian calendar is evil. They said the Gregorian calendar did not go down well with indigenous people like I am.
That's the law! Rest of them, blah, 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 blah. I'm giving up. Keep on living up. I'm indigenous. I'm giving up. Keep on living up. I'm indigenous.
So the Gregorian calendar did not go down very well with indigenous people. Hear this.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
Chan, right there, how a calendar and how we perceive of time. Here for Sunday service, it's the first day of the Shavuot, first day of the seven, right here. And it said that the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church is like the Ethiopia. Some say that they keep two Sabbaths. Well, one thing is the seventh-day Sabbath is kept, and then the first day, what's often referred to as the day of the Moshiach's resurrection, the first day here for the Sunday, the first day service right here. But just touching briefly on daylight savings time, this is the time, the season, you know, spring forward, they say, and fall backward. So here we lost about maybe 15 or so minutes on the time, right? 15 maybe to 20 minutes on the time right here in this podcast due to some of the wrestlings around the time and, you know, scheduling the broadcast right here. They would have had us, you know, wait an hour. And so I'm just giving a couple of words to kind of just inform ones-on-ones, you know, concerning another very important area of study, concerning time and how do we perceive time, what is true time. And there's a segue here, a link with this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, Toldot in the Hebrew, or Tulit for Senbet Tulit, right? Sabbath generations, and the connection with the Ethiopic We say Ethiopic Book of Jubilees because it's our primary point of reference, but we also check out the popular nowadays Dead Sea Scroll. They call it the Dead Sea Scrolls. So you hear a lot of people talk about the Book of Jubilees, Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Enoch, Dead Sea Scrolls. So before, they had those alleged Dead Sea Scrolls or the fragments thereof. There was the Book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees preserved, as well as the Ethiopic Book of Enoch and various other ancient documents and scriptures that were utilized by the Yehudi, the Yehudim, the Jews, you know, such as Yeshua and the other Yehudi from the late B.C. times coming forward into the A.D. times, so-called the A.D. times. But it's a couple of words there on the daylight savings time, you know, the daylight savings time, and right here, first day, Sunday service, the first day service. Let's ride up right here with the chants, the Isis here in the season. Couple of tunes we have on hold right here. But first, let's touch on this right here for Sunday, the first day psalm, first day called, according to Gregorian, you know, the first day, Sunday. Here we have the first day. We know it as the first day, but that is called Sunday. So here, look away, my tune right here, St. Peter Tosh. Right now in the season, we're moving out of like the sun cycle. Right, they're moving into the darker moons of the month, and this is the very time that Jubilees speaks to. Jubilees speaks to this particular season. Some refer to that as the winter moons, the winter months, the winter moons, and how an emphasis, according to the ancient Judaic and Hebraic way, an emphasis on study. On study of Torah. That's why it's interesting looking at Esau and Jacob, that Jacob was taught letters, right? Taught letters, say like the Fidel, the letters, the Ivri, Aleph Beit, alphabet, but Esau did not learn letters. And in the winter moons, there's an emphasis, according to the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Metzhafe Kufale, the Book of Divisions. Also the book of the Torah portions, the reading and feedings. As we study the Torah readings and feedings, especially in this first book of Moshe, known as Bereshith, Genesis, we get to find many enough correspondences with the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, as well as the Kibbur Neges, studying the Kibbur Neges, the way it's laid out and formulated. Both the Kibbur Neges and the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees reflects on this ancient tribe and tradition of studying the Torah, reading and feedings in certain seasons, specified seasons right here. So here, moving out of the sun cycle for these moons and months, going to be of less sun, more of the dark moons right here, right? The dark side or the dark moons here, as we work our way up, or actually down into Egypt, because we're going forward into Exodus, but coming around the time of the April-May time, where springtime, Hebraically, Judaically. So here we have about five or so moons, the winter moons, right? Here comes the sun. Here goes the sun. Yes, I. Here.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to their places. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. But here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Thank you. little darling. I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been dear. But here comes the sun, there goes the snow, and I say it's all right. I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun, there goes the snow, and I say it's all right. Are returning to their place. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. I say, here comes the sun. You say, it's all right.
Season right here in the winter moons. Special emphasis on the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. Here in the discipleship, we study the R.H. Charles translation as well as the primary Ethiopic text. We have this available at ljs.org to get a hard copy. Soft copies out there as well. But getting a hard copy of the text, the Ethiopic text, for those who seek to follow up on the translator's notes, for the R.H. Charles Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, as well as the Ethiopic Book of Enoch. Also in our studies here of these early chapters of Bereshit, of Genesis, we have the Kibbutz Neges, so we can study it as those who are learned in this and those who had preserved it from previous generations. Because what we have is a lot of Western whitewashed Gentile speculations. Some things may be sort of true, but a lot of things just made up. So we're looking at the same documents that the early church, as it's called, the early church, and also the B.C. generation of Hebrews, Israelites, particularly the Jews, the black Jews and Judahites, studied also with the Torah readings and feedings as well in season and out of season. So here we are entering into the winter moons, the winter months. This is also the same time where Abraham, according to the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, would spend more time in the Beit Midrash, the Beit House Midrash, Midrash of study. The house of study. So here we also read in this Torah reading and feeding that Jacob, Yaakov, because he was a Ish Tam, Ish man, Tam. Tam is translated as plain man in KJV, but the same root word can mean perfect man, a complete man, or a quiet man. And Esau, Esau is a man of the field. So we get to find that Jacob, he studied the letters, he studied language, and in the language and in the scrolls and the manuscripts had access to that as well as we have access even these latter days and times of the Gentiles, as it says here in, which book is this right here, just to bring this up right here, concerning, this is Jacob and Esau, Second Ezra. 2 Esdras 6 and 9, for Esau is the end of the world, and Yaakov and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth, right? So here we're at this end times, the end of the world, the end of the times of Esau, Esau's time. But here.
Sosenya.
Be'eleta Ehud, what is said on the Eleta, the day of Ehud, what is said on the first day here from the Kedase, the liturgy of the true church and the professing church, the church of Philadelphia, the church of he who had the key of great King David from Kedemawi Haile Selassie's church right here. Here's what it said on the first day.
Sos enya be'eleta Ehud yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziaviheram lukota yegeba. Kamitmanana yilayena yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram so. Hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer. Ekesiaber cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Yes, yes, yes. It's what it said on the first day, on the Sunday, the first day, as it's known by history and by the tradition, that holy Ethiopia, especially prior to 1974-75, kept the seventh day Shabbat, because first receiving the Yehudi, the Judaic, and the Hebrew teachings and the Israelites, and then also the first day Yeshua HaMashiach's resurrection, first day as well. And here is a psalm that is appointed according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews for the evening, because evening before morning. So our whole concept of time, we have to look into time and calendar as we're here at the daylight savings time, spring forward, fall back. But this is something, a Western Gentile-minded invention. We start to look at the Book of Jubilees, and it speaks about times and months in terms of weeks, but this weeks of years, right, and periods of time of like 49 to 50-year periods. So the whole perception of time is so crucial and key to I and I. But here at this time for the first day, Psalm 24 here for the evening.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
And here we're going to go to Makeda, Queen Makeda, and clean hands. Clean hands from the Hebrew, Niki Kapayi, Mubar Lebab, and a purified heart. Here, bringing out Psalm 24, the evening psalm for the first day. First light right here. Here's Queen Makeda with clean hands, based on Psalm 24.
Belong the earth. shana ve'al harot yichonenek ha miyale behar lehar ya hey neki kapayim uvar levav neki kapayim uvar levav you have clean hands and a pure heart hey you have clean hands and a pure heart
who can stand to his holy mountain who can stand in his holy place he who has clean hands and a pure heart
for the day. So the evening psalm for the first day, a hymn of greetings. That's Queen Marketer there with clean hands, bringing out the Hebrew, some of the Hebrew, and focusing on the fourth verse, Niki Kapai, clean or innocent, clean, Kapai, Kap, Kaf, the palm of the hand, clean palms, Ubar Lebab, and a Bara, a purified lebab, lebab, a purified heart, heartically. Speaking about the works, our hands, the doer of our works, and the heart, the intention. Now here, I'd like to touch on this right here before we move forward. Got a little bit more on the book of Jubilees, what Jubilees brings out and helps to clarify. But here in the Scofield Study Bible that here in discipleship we utilize, here in chapter 26, we had let off right around, I think it was verse, what was it? Got around verse 13 of chapter 26, verse 12, picking up 13. We played the audio there on, what was it, We and Them, or was it the next dub, one of the Marley and the Wailers dubs right there with the English. Let's get a basic here of Isaac the well digger. We're going to pick up with the third aliyah right here at Genesis chapter 26, verse 13. But as we zoom in on certain key names, significant names, here Scofield Study Bible reads that the wells of Genesis, the wells of Bereshith of Genesis have significant names and are associated with significant events. Significant events, the wells that we have here in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, known as Genesis. One of the first wells is known as Beer Lahairoi, sneaking in like the English way of saying it, Beer Lahairoi or Beer Lahairoi. Be'er lachai roi, be'er a well, lachai for the living roi, for the living seer, or the well of him that livest and seest me. Be'er lechai roi. Be'er, well, le for lechai, chai, life, living, lechai, lechai, roi. Roi in the Hebrew is like a seer. Can also be in a sense, roi, if we change the aleph to an ayin, it can be the shepherd, the shepherd. So here we have one of the matriarchs of Yishmael's matriarch, Hagar, who came out of Mizraim, Egypt, or Kemet, when she had an encounter with the Melaach Yahweh of Jehovah, her encounter with this divine being. Some will see the angel Jehovah as the pre-incarnate Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yet she had this encounter with him, and she describes it in an interesting term. Even the words that are Hebraic reflects on her comedic, you know, the comedic, we say, theology, where she calls him Lachai, Chai Roy, Chai, the living Roi, Roy, Roy, some say Ra, some say Ray, right? Some don't know what they say, but when we look at the word in the basic sense, that it makes sense in other languages of people who they encountered, Roi is the seer. So she calls, she says, the well of him that liveth, the Chai, yes, I hi, that liveth, and roi, the seer of me. That's the first well. Then we have Beersheba or Beersheba, the well of the oath, of the Sheba, from seven, the seven, as we say, Shabua to refer to the 7 days, what is known or called as the week, right? So well of the oath, or the sense of it, the covenant, Beersheba, right? Then coming forward, we have a place called Esek, right? Esek is contention, right? Contention. Then we have Sitna, hatred. Hatred. These are these two wells, and it's interesting what occurs with these two wells and what we can learn even on the sense of business, the significance of a well. What is the significance of a well of water? How important is water in the land? So we have Esek and Sitna. These were Yitzhak, Isaac's own attempts at well digging. Then we get to learn that afterward, Yitzhak or Isaac, he dwelt by the old wells. There were the old wells of his father, Something very interesting in the narrative right here as we go forward. We're going to go forward right here to the narrative and the well digging incidents. What do the well digging incidents show us? Then finally, he had a well. One was called Rehoboth means, in the sense of enlargement, right? Rehob is also like the streets, in a sense, enlargement. And it is after he goes to this contention with the Philistines in the land, right, and how he handles these situations, that we can pick up something on business, but also something that's key about the particular names that he called these various well attempts, right? These well attempts. We made a point about boundaries. It was interesting in the third and the fourth Aliyah coming forward, right, about the boundaries. You know, there was a little lapse of Isaac. It said he went to Gerar and he had a situation with an Abimelech, right? And Abimelech saw him and his wife, it says, sporting or playing around as a husband and a wife may play around, so to speak. And when he saw this, you know, he got upset because Yitzhak, as his father, had said that his wife was his sister. Got a reason on this wife as sister. And when Abimelech found this out, he said, "What is this that you have done to us? One of the people might lightly have lion what's thy wife? In other words, like one of the people might have, one of the men then might have lightly, what does it mean to lightly sleep with some man's wife? I mean, how does that go? Might lightly, you know, just this was an accident, so forth and so on. And thou shouldest have brought guiltiness up on us. And then after this, Abimelech can be a title here, my father, the king, right? Abimelech charged all his people saying, he that touches this man or Ishto, Esheto, or Seto, his Isha, Eshet, or Set, shall surely be put to death. Then verse 12 is very interesting. It says, then Isaac, Yitzhak, sold. He sold in that land. He sowed seed. So you hear some of the pastor and the preacher talk about like sowing seed. Now, there is a business relationship of seed, but there's different application of seed. Robain or Yeshua speaks about seed as the word of the kingdom. Here we have the more literal sense of sowing seed, you know, vineyard and crops, right? He sowed seed, he sowed in that land and received in the same year, in that same Shana, and a hundredfold. Remember Yeshua? He says when the seed is sown in good ground, some bring forth 30, some bring forth 60-fold, some bring forth 100-fold. This means that when you sow seed in a good ground, there's some profit. It may be 30-fold. You might have to work the land a little bit more, take out some of the stones and thistles and, you know, other things that might interrupt the more fruitful abundance to come. But the key thing is if you sow in good ground, ground that is prepared, right, you can get a 30% or 60% or 100%. And here's the interesting thing. Even if one doesn't get 100% of yield on the seed that they sow, to even get a 30% is in the black, as they say in business. You're in the black, as it were, right? To get 60 is good too. To get 100-fold is very good. It's like to say almost every seed that you sowed brought forth fruit, right? So it says that Isaac received in the same year 100-fold, and Yahweh, Jehovah, blessed him. So here, we're going to pick up right here at this point. I'm going to zoom in on some of the names in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, but seeing this whole daylight savings time, you know, took a couple of minutes off of the podcast right here, and we have the prophets reading from Malachi chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 7, and the Brit Chadasha, Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 34 to come forward right here. So let's pick up with the second aliyah, the third and the fourth aliyah. We played the first two in the After Shabbat podcast, and here. We're going to pick up right here with the third and the fourth aliyah, picking up Genesis chapter 26 at the 13th verse right here. So let's stay tuned. Yes, sir.
Sos enya be'elete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidk enya sarah senvetina yakab brem sohulu sadikno. ወደ እግዚአብሔር አምልኮ ተይገባ ከምእመናን ይለየኝ የሆነ ፈጽሞ አይበል ጽድቅን የሰራ ሰንበትን ያከብረም ሰው ሁሉ ጻድቅ ነው. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber. Cha. Astafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senbet.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear and hear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, ye, Jerusalem, Zinbi, ye. Hear. Hear for the Shalishi. The Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, third reading, the third up offering, here for this Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generations. Senbet to Ledim, Sabbath and generation. Here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering here. Picking up with the first book of Moshe, give ear. Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 26. Here at verse 13, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third reading. Vayayigdal ha'ish, vayayelech halok, v'gadel adakia gadel meod. And the man waxed great, vayayigdal ha'ish, and grew more, and went forward. And the man waxed great and went forward. Vayigdal ha'ish, vayayelech halok, and grew until he became very great, and grew more and more until he became very great. V'gadel adakia gadel meod. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiel, his father, The Philistines had stopped them. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Yitzhak, go from us, go from I and I, for thou, for the I, male, art much mightier than we, are much mightier than I and I. Yitzhak. Isaac, the well digger. Verse 17. And Yitzhak and Isaac departed thence from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Yitzhak and Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiel, his father, his Ab. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father, Abiel, his father had called them. And Yitzhak and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Yitzhak, Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well, Esek, And he called the name of the wall Esek because they strove. Because they strove with him. Kia hita aseko imo. Because they strove with him. And they digged another and other well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it. And he called the name of it Sitna. Sitna. He called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence, from there, and digged another and other well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, Rehoboth. And he said, for now Yahweh Jehovah has made room for us, for I. And we and I shall be fruitful in the land. Vayikra Shemaha Rehoboth. Vayomerakia Atta Hirchib Yahweh Lanu Uaparinu Ufarinu Ba'aretz Ufarinu Ba'aretz. And we shall be fruitful in the land. He called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now Yahweh hath made room, hath made room for us. Vayomer ki ata hirchib. Hirchibi Yahweh. Hirchibi Yahweh lanu. Jehovah has made room for us. Hirchib Yahweh lanu. Uafarinu ba'aretz. And we shall be fruitful in the land. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Rabbi'i. Hear for the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi'i. Aliyah here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generations. Senbet Toledim, Sabbath and the generation. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 23, for the Revi'i, Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up. Vaya Allah, Mishama, Be'er Shava, Be'er Shava, Be'er Shiva, Be'er Shava. And he went up. And he went up, and he aliyed, and he went up. Vayya'allah misham, and he went up from thence, from there. Vayya'allah misham, be'er shava, to be'er shava, be'er shiba, to be'er shava. And Yahweh and Jehovah, Vayera Elayo, Yahweh Balaila Hahu. And Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, and Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, Vayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham, Abik Avich, I am the Elohim of thy father Abraham. I'm the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Vayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham Avich, Avicha, Avicha, Abika. Fear not. Fear not, al tira Al-Tira, fear not, for I am with thee. Al-Tira, ki, itika, itika, I am with the eye, male, I am with the eye, and will bless the eye, and multiply thy seed for my servant, for Abraham's sake, for my servant Abraham. Wayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham Abika Altira Kia Itika Anoki Ua Be Arakatika We Hira Be Tia Eta Zareka Ba Ebura Abraham Abdi. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name, the Hashem, the Shemi, Yehovah, the name of Jehovah, and pitched his tent there. And there Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Yitzhak and Isaac said to them, Wherefore come ye, come y'all to me? Wherefore come y'all to I, seeing y'all hate I, and have sent I away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that Yehovah, that Jehovah, that he who be who he be, was with thee, I. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us. Make there be now an oath between I and I, betwixt us, I and I, even betwixt us, betwixt I, and the I. And let us and make us make a covenant with the I, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched the I, and as we have done to thee nothing but good, and have sent thee I away in peace. Thou, the I, are now the blessed of Yehovah, of Jehovah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Hamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, here for this Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim. Here picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshith, here Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 30, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Toldot. Vayasalahem mishteh, vayayokluwa, vayayishtu. And he made them a feast. Vayasa lahem mishteh. And they did eat. Vayoklu. And drink. Vayishtu. And they rose up betimes in the morning and swore one to another. And Yitzhak sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And they departed from him b'shalom.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear for the Hamishi, hear for the fifth reading, the fifth aliyah, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim. Here picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshith, here Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 30, for the Hamishi. For the fifth reading, the fifth aliyah, for this Shabbat Toledot. Vayasa lahem mishteh, vayayoklu, vayayishtu. And he made them a feast. Vayasa lahem mishteh. And they did eat, vayoklu, and drink, vayishtu, and they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another. And Yitzhak sent them away, and they departed from him in peace, and they departed from him b'shalom. And it came to pass the same day that Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said to him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba, and he called it Sheba'a, Sheba'a, Sheba'a. He called it Sheba'a. Therefore, the name of the city is Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, to this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife to Isha, Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, whom were a grief of mind to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Rebekah, and to Rebecca. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here picking up first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshit, here Genesis chapter 27. The stolen blessing, what is called the stolen blessing. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, "My son, Beni." And he said to him, "Behold, behold, 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 here I, behold." And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, "Beni, Beni, my son, Vayomer Layo, Hineni, Hineni." And he said to him, "Behold, here am I." And he said, "Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take I some venison, and make I savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul, nafshi, may bless thee, before I die."
And Rebecca heard when Yitzhak, when Isaac spake to Esau, Baino, Bunayo, spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebecca spake to Yaakov, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring I venison, and make I savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee I, lifne Yahovah, before Jehovah, before my death. Now therefore, Bani, my son, my child, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. I go now to the flock and fetch I from thence from there two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee I before his death. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Rebekah, Imo, his mother, behold, Esau, Hain, Esau, Achi, Ish, Sa'ir, behold, Esau, my brother, Ish, Sa'ir, behold, my brother, a hairy man, and I, Anoki, and I, a smooth man, Ish Chalak, my father, peradventure perhaps, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Perhaps my father, peradventure, Ulai. Ye Musheni Abi We Hayaiti De Ayanayoa Kimata Etea. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him a mocker, a deceiver. We Hayabetia Alaya Elala with Lobraka, and I shall bring a curse upon me with Hayabeti Alai Elala, and not a blessing and no blessing with Lobraka. And Imo, his mother, said to him, Upon I be thy curse, Beni, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to Imo, his mother. And Imo, his mother, made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebecca took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in Habait, in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Yaakov, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, Abi, Avi. And he said, Here I, who art thou, my son Bani? And Yaakov and Jacob said to his father, I, Esau.
Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, I sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me, that thy soul may bless I. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Benaiah Beno, his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, Beni, my son? And he said, Ki hikrai wa eloheka lefanai. And he said, because Yahweh Jehovah Eloheka, I Elohim, brought it to me. Because Yahweh Jehovah, Yahweh Eloheka, sent me good speed. Kia hikrai Yahweh Eloheka lefanai. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Yaakov, come near, I pray thee, I, that I may feel thee, Beni, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Yaakov and Jacob went near to Yitzhak, his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Yaakov, is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he said, Vayomer, Hakol, Kol Yaakov, we Hayayadayim. Yidei Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou the I, my very son Esau? And he said, Vayomer ani, I. And he said, bring it near to me, near to I, and I will eat of my son's venison, that nafshi, my soul, my psyche, may bless thee, I. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank the bracha of Yaakov, the blessing of Jacob, verse 26. And his father Yitzhak, Isaac, said to him, come near now, and kiss me, and kiss I, Beni, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Jehovah hath blessed. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Sheshi Aliyah here for this Shabbat Toledot here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 27, here at verse 28, for the Sheshi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim. Here picking up with Genesis chapter 27 at verse 28, the Sheshi Aliyah. With
Yitena leka ha Elohim amital hashemayim ua misha mane haaretza we rova dagana we tirosh. Therefore, Elohim, ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, give the eye of the dew of heaven. Yitena leka ha Elohim amital hashemayim, and the fatness of the earth, of the earthly plain. Ua mishamane haaret, and plenty of corn and wine. Rova dagana tirosh. Let make people serve the eye, and nations bow down to the eye. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let and make thy mother's sons bow down to thee, the eye. Curse be everyone that curseth thee, eye, and blessed be he that blesseth thee, eye. And it came to pass, as soon as Yitzhak, Isaac, had made an end of blessing Yaakov, blessing Jacob, and Yaakov and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence, from the face of Yitzhak, Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father and said to his father, let make my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul, thy psyche may bless me. And Yitzhak and Isaac, his father, said to him, who? Thou, the I? And he said, I, thy son, thy firstborn Esau, thy firstborn Esau. And Yitzhak, Isaac, trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought me? And I have eaten of all before thou that I camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. Esau, Esau's unavailing remorse. See here and compare the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 16 and 17. Here, picking up with Genesis, chapter 27, verse 34. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, bless I, even me, even I also, Abi, O my father. And he said, Achika, the I brother, came with subtlety and have taken away thy blessing, thy bracha. And he said, is not he rightly named Yaakov, Jacob? For he hath supplanted me, supplanted I these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he hath taken away my bracha, my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a bracha, a blessing for me? And Yitzhak, Isaac answered and said to Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord. I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now to thee, I, Beni, my son? And Esau,
Esau, said to his father, "Hast thou but one bracha, one blessing? Abi, Abi, my father, bless me, and me also, oh, Abi, my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzhak, Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of Shemaim, of the heavens from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve Achikah, thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou, thy, shall break his yoke from off thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob because of the bracha, the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father Abi are at hand. Then will I slay Achi, my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebecca. And she sent and called Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, Achikah, thy brother Esau, as touching the eye, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill the eye. Now therefore, Bini, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, Achi, Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until Achikah, thy brother's fury, turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee, from thence, from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day?" And Rebecca said to Yitzhak, to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Yaakov take a wife, a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset, of the daughters of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?" Hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 28, Yaakov, Jacob, at Beit El, at Bethel, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to him. And Yitzhak and Isaac called Yaakov, Jacob, and blessed him and charged him and said to him, "Thou shalt not take a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset, of the daughters of Canaan, the Canaanu. Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Betuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset, from thence, from there, of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's Ak, thy mother's brother. And El Shaddai, and El Shaddai, bless the eye, and make the eye fruitful, and multiply the eye, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give the eye the bracha, the blessing of Abraham, to thee, and to thy seed, Zarekah, the I race with the I, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which Ha-Elohim, which Elohim, the true good, the true God, gave to Abraham.
Here, here, Daylight Savings Time, brothers and sisters, calling, calling, calling. If you miss this right here, catch the replay right here. There's enough that's packed in. And this Torah reading is feeding some very interesting points, different kinds of blessing. It seems like it was Isaac's psychic blessing, because we have the blessing of Abraham as well. But here, 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 picking up, fulfilling here for the Sunday service, we'll have the prophet's reading, the New Covenant reading. Why is Rivka, Rivka saying, don't marry these daughters around here, you know? Why is that? Rebecca didn't want Jacob to marry those Canaanite hood rats. But it's interesting because Esau had already done so back in chapter, what was it, 26. Then after this incident of the Baraka, the blessing, and it's key when Isaac says, because my soul wants to bless you. And then right after that in chapter 28, we have Isaac calling Jacob and bless him. So here, again, after the whole incident, Isaac calls Jacob and blesses him. Now, of course, you got to pick up with what is read at the end of the chapter when Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life, right, because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, one of the tribes of Canaan, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Now recall that at the end of chapter 26, it says that Esau was 40 years old, and he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beri, the Hittite, daughter of Het, and Bashemat, the daughter of Elam, the Hittite. And here it says in verse 35 of chapter 26, it says, which were a grief of mine to Isaac and to Rivka. Then we see coming forward that when Esau sees that the daughters of Canaan please not Isaac, Isaac his father. So he didn't mind if his mama wasn't pleased, but Isaac, remember Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his venison. A very natural, kind of a natural, carnal, even-minded thing to do. But remember, the scripture says that Isaac was blind. Isaac knew something was up when his son, when he said, well, how is it that you come back so fast in your hunt? He knew that something was up. He should have known something was up because, you know, Esau wasn't one to call on the Hashem. He wasn't one to call on the Hashem. He probably boasted his own, you know, it was him, it was the power of his hand. But that response that Isaac received from Jacob, but still the scripture says he still did not discern, right? He did not discern. But now after the whole thing, he must have said to Rebecca, what is this? You know, something like that, didn't he? Or did he recognize what he was about to do, right? And a sense how the divine feminine, right, working through the matriarch, this second of the matriarchs, Rivka, in a sense, we could say maybe saved Isaac since Isaac was legally blind. But then, again, the blessing, the key word, so that my soul shall bless thee, my soul. But then in chapter 28, it says Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, what did he bless him with? What did he charge him, order him with? Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. It's like if there's like a hood rat type, according to the context here, this must have been it. He says, arise, go to Padanaram, to the house of Bethuel, my mother's father, and take thee a wife from there, of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. But now note this, he doesn't really say in his psychic, his soul blessing, that he thinks he's given to Esau, but he gives to Jacob. Right here, he says, and El Shaddai, and God Almighty, Genesis chapter 28, verse 3, he calls on, we could say, one of the names of Hashem as El Shaddai, bless thee, I, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. So here, after the incident in chapter 27, and no doubt the clarification that Rivka had to give him. Remember, it was to Rebecca that the prophecy was revealed. After Isaac prayed for Rebecca to conceive, but when she had conceived and there was this wrestling in her womb, in her matrix, she went to inquire of Yahweh, of Jehovah. So here we can see the divine feminine. Right, the divine moving in the feminine right here, you know, in this second matriarch. And she often doesn't get her true credit because ones and ones are not really reading or comprehending the narrative correctly. Because after that occurred, then we see Isaac blessing Jacob with the Hashem, or with the El Shaddai, bless the eye. And then he says, and give thee the Baraka of Abraham. So what blessing was Isaac giving? He says, so that my soul, you know, soul, the seat of the feelings, the emotions, you know, I love you, Esau, you know, I eat the food, you know, you be hunting, I like the hunt that you be going on. And that was the reason right there. But as Jubilee says, Jubilees give us some of the so-called backstory, the context concerning the love that Isaac had to Esau, and consequently vis-a-vis the love that Rebecca had to Jacob. And then when we go to Malachi, we get to find that Jehovah, he hated Esau, but he loved, right, Jacob. So here we can see that the matriarch Rivka was more in the will, right, of the Almighty. And as the New Testament says, I mean, what knowest thou, O man? You might be able to save your woman, your wife. And what knowest thou, O woman? You might be able to save your man, your husband. Here we put this forward on Rivka right here, as she often does not get the real credit, right, for what she did in the divine scheme of things, divine mind of things. But here, make me ride up right here, the seventh Aliyah, right here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Israel. Ethiopia hoy simi ye, Jerusalem is in ye. Here, for the Shavii. The Shavi here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up-offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbata Toldot, Sabbath generation, Senbet Tuladim. Here, pick up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5 for the Shavi'i. The Shavi'i here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh up offering, right here. Shema Yisrael, give ear. Vayishlach Yitzhak et Yaakov, Vayelek padena eram illa vanna benna bituella ha rami achia rivka Yaakov we Esau. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5, for the Shevi'i. And Yitzhak and Isaac sent away Yaakov. Vayishlach Yitzhak et Yaakov. And he went to Padan Aram to Laban. Vayelech Padena Aram ella Laban. Son of Bethuel the Syrian, Ben Bethuel Ha-Erami, Ha-Erami, the Aramean, the Syrian, the brother of Ribka, Achi Ribka, Jacob's and Esau's mother. The mother of Yaakov and Esau. Aim Yaakov with Esau. When Esau saw that Yitzhak, that Isaac had blessed Yaakov and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him an Isha, a wife from thence, from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou, the I, shalt not take a Isha, a woman, a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir, here for this Shabbat, Toledot, here picking up with Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 7, for the Maftir. Vayishma Yaakov ella avio, ve ella imo, vayeleka Padena Aram. And that Yaakov, that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother. Vayishma'a Yaakov el avio ve'el imo, and was gone to Padan Aram. Vayelek Padena Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan, please not Yitzhak, his father. Then went Esau to Ishmael, and took to the wives which he had Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, of Nebajoth, to be Ishto, to be his Isha, his Eshet, his Orset. And here, completing the Torah portion, reading and feeding here, for Shabbat Toledot, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kubur le abinu le melkein, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, kubur le katamawi, haile selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, begetachina, bemenchanetachin, be Jesus Christus sim, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jalor. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein haTorah.
And so here, let's move forward to the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Malachi chapter 1, focus verses, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 7 here for this Shabbat Toldot, this Senbet Tulid. Right here, first things first, the Baraka, the blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, veratzach b'debrehim, hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torach u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of Malachi, Malachi, chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 7. Vesema ab wawalit mefesub kudus ahaduam lak. The love of Elohim for Israel, the burden of the word of Yahuwah Guruhu to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith Yahuwah. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Yahweh? Yet I love Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness, the Midbar. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh have indignation for Iva. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Yahweh will be magnified from the border of Israel. The sins of the restoration priest. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh Zebaoth. To you, O priests, that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy persons, saith Yahweh Zebaoth? And now I pray you beseech Elohim that he will be gracious to us. This have been by your means, Will he regard your persons? Say of Yahweh Zebaot, who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, say of Yahweh Zebaot, Duruku. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku. But you have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of Yahweh is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. You said also, behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith Yahweh? But cursed be the deceiver, which have in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth to Yahweh a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Chapter 2. The message to the priests continued. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, chokmah, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger, the malak of Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Leaving you with shalom, Yeshua shalom. The name is Imperial Majesty, Kedemawi Halasalasi, Nugus Nagas, Ethiopia. Sumi Igazi Abahir, Ajara Safari, every time. Besemi Yeshua. Amen.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, 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 hear, hear, hear from the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Prophet Malachi, chapter 1. Focus verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 7. Give thanks, Ra Sahar Ahad, for the read right there, the Haftarah. Main part is that opening part, the love of Hailahim for Yisrael concerning Esau being hated and Yaakov and Jacob being loved. Well, here to the Brit Hadasha, to the renewed covenant, the new covenant reading here. Focus on Romans chapter 9, focus verses 1 to 31. Here, the Baraka, blessing.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, wehabarot shel habarit ha'hadasha. Baruch ata Adonai, notain habarit ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, shall ye return, shall ye return, shall ye return. and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, serveth God, serveth God, and him that serveth him not, serveth him not, serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked.
The Brit Chadasha Chadiski Dan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 6, Toldot, Generations. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 1 through 31, we'll be reading the fuller full. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Weh Ha'bein, Weh Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Romans chapter 9, part 5, parenthetic. The gospel does not set aside the covenants with Israel. The apostolic solicitude for Israel. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Emet ani midaber b'mashiach v'lo ashaker v'dayeti miyida li v'ruach hakadosh ki gadol isboni v'ayin keitz v'da'abon libi ki mi yitin heyoti ani l'cherem min ha'mashiach v'ad achai shari u'basari Asher Haim B'nei Israel Welahem Mishpat Habanim Wehakabod Wehabritot Umatan HaTorah Wehaboda Wehahabtahot Welahem Habot Umehem Yatsa HaMashiach Lepi Basaro Asher Hu Elohim Al Hakol Meborah Le'olamim. Amen. I say the truth in Mashiach. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Mashiach for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. The sevenfold privilege of Israel, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of Elohim, and the promises, whose are the fathers, whose are the patriarchs, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Mashiach, Christ came, who is over all, Elohim blessed forever. Amen. The distinction between Jews who are mere natural descendants from Abraham and Jews who are also of his spiritual seed. Not as though the word of Elohim has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The distinction illustrated. That is, they that are of the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Elohim, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Elohim's, God's mercy is under his sovereign will. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy that he had afore prepared to glory, even us whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel and mercy to the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, in Osi, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called B'nai El Chai, children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Adonai make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, have left us a seed, we have been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed.
Kaburlakalu, Kaburladimtu, Kaburlakhailu, Kaburlakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Chapter 27.
And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice. The hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?
For old
And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?
So the question is, who told it to Rebekah? Since it says that Esau said these things in his heart. Hear a little bit more from Jubilees here, giving the context of the narrative. Jacob and Esau, hear.
And to ensure even further that Yaakov would truly secure the blessing of his father Yitzchak, along with the birthright, Yah would move once again, this time through the mother of the brothers, Rivka, in Jubilees 26 and Genesis 27. It is here that we find the familiar account of the stolen blessing, which would become just another important step in Yah's establishment of the family of Yaakov, and the epic battle that would eventually ensue. And in the seventh year of this week, Yitzchak called Esau, his elder son, and said unto him, I am old, my son, and behold, my eyes are dim in seeing, and I know not the day of my death. And now, take your hunting weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field, and hunt and catch me venison, my son, and make me savory meat, such as my soul loves, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul may bless you before I die. But Rivkah heard Yitzchak speaking to Esau, and Esau went forth early to the field to hunt and catch and bring home to his father. And Rivkah called Yaakov, her son, and said unto him,
Behold, I heard Yitzchak, your father, speaking unto Esau, your brother, saying, Hunt for me, and make me savory meat, and bring it to me that I may eat and bless you before Yahuwah, before I die. And now, my son, obey my voice in that which I command you. Go to your flock and fetch me two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father, that he may eat and bless you before Yahuwah, before he die, and that you may be blessed.
And Yaakov said to his mother, I shall not withhold anything which my father would eat, and which would please him. Only I fear, my mother, that he will recognize my voice and wish to touch me. And you know that I am smooth, and Esau, my brother, is hairy. And I shall appear before my father's eyes as an evil doer, and shall do a deed which he has not commanded me. And he will be wroth with me, and I shall bring upon myself a curse, and not a blessing. And Rivkah his mother said to him,
Upon me be your curse, my son. Only obey my voice.
And Yaakov obeyed the voice of his mother, and went and fetched two good and fat kids of the goats, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made them savory meat such as he loved. And Rivkah took the goodly raiment of Esau, her elder son, which was with her in the house. And she clothed Yaakov, her younger son, with them. And she put the skins of the kids upon the hands and the exposed parts of his neck. And she gave the meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of Yaakov. And Yaakov went in to his father and said, I am your son. I have done according as you bade me. Arise and sit and eat of that which I have caught, father, that your soul may bless me. And Yitzchak said to his son, How have you found so quickly, my son? And Yaakov said, Because Yahuwah Elohaika caused me to find. And Yitzchak said unto him, Come near, that I may feel you, my son, if you are my son Esau or not. And Yaakov went near to Yitzchak, his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Yaakov's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned not, because it was a dispensation from heaven to remove his power of perception. And Yitzchak discerned not, for his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's, so that he blessed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and he said, Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a full field which Yahuwah has blessed. And may Yahuwah give you the dew of heaven and the dew of earth, and plenty of grain and oil. Let nations serve you, and peoples bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. And may all the blessings wherewith Yahuwah has blessed me and Abraham, my father, be imparted to you and to your seed forever. Cursed be he that curses you, and blessed be he that blesses you. And it came to pass, as soon as Yitzchak had made an end of blessing his son Yaakov, and Yaakov had gone forth from Yitzchak his father, he hid himself. And Esau his brother came in from his hunting, and he also made a savory meat, and brought it to his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise, and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me. And Yitzchak his father said to him, Who are you? And he said to him, I am your firstborn, your son Esau. I have done as you commanded me. And Yitzchak was very greatly astonished, and said, Who is he that has hunted and caught and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before you came, and have blessed him, and he shall be blessed, and all his seed forever. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, father. And he said to him, Your brother came with guile, and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, Now I know why his name is Yaakov. Behold, he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now he has taken away my blessing. And Esau said, Have you reserved a blessing for me, father? And Yitzchak answered and said to him, Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with plenty of grain and wine and oil have I strengthened him. And what now shall I do for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you but one blessing, O father? Bless me, even me also, father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzchak answered and said to him, Behold, far from the dew of the earth shall be your dwelling, and far from the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword will you live, and you will serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become great, and do shake his yoke from off your neck, you shall sin a complete sin unto death, and your seed shall be rooted out from under heaven. And Esau kept threatening Yaakov, his brother, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And he said in his heart, May the days of mourning for my father come now, so that I may slay my brother Yaakov. In the wake of the events that unfolded regarding the stolen blessing of their father, it became clear to Rivka, their mother, that Esau only meant to harm Yaakov, her blessed son, and sought reason to encourage Yaakov to flee from his angry brother to prevent one of them from death. However, Yaakov was loyal to his father and did not want to leave his side while he still lived. It is for this reason that the beginning of Jubilees 27 recounts the details regarding the manner in which Rivka convinced her husband, Yitzchak, to encourage Yaakov to leave. Thinking quickly, Rivka went into her husband to convince him to send Yaakov away in order to prevent Yaakov from falling into the same snare that Esau had fallen into, marrying the forbidden women of Canaan, their local land. Rivka went in and said to Yitzchak,
I loathe my life because of the two daughters of Heth whom Esau has taken him as women. And if Yaakov take a woman from among the daughters, the land such as these, for what purpose do I further live? For the daughters of Kenan are evil.
And Yitzchak called Yaakov and blessed him and admonished him and said unto him, Do not take you a woman of any of the daughters of Kenan. Arise and go to Aram Naharaim, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take you a woman from thence of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. And Yitzchak sent Yaakov away, and went to Aram Naharaim, to Laban, the son of Bethuel the Arami, the brother of Rivka, Yaakov's mother. And it came to pass, after Yaakov had arisen to go, that the ruach of Rivka his mother was grieved after her son. And she wept. And Yitzchak her husband said to her, My sister, weep not on account of Yaakov, for he goes in peace, and in peace will he return. El Elyon will guard him from all evil, and will be with him, for he will not forsake him all his days. Fear not on his account, my sister, for he is on the upright path, and he is a perfect man, and he is faithful, and will not perish. Through the next few chapters of Jubilees 28 through 32, we find the amazing account of how Yaakov would find and marry his wives, Leah and Rachel, working 14 years in total on their behalf, and being tricked into marrying the wrong one after the first 7 years. Also, in chapter 28 we find the accounts of Yaakov's first children being born through Leah, and Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, and Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, and eventually, through his beloved wife, Rachel. The children grew strong and zealous for Yahuwah, and ultimately, Yaakov's 12 sons would become the 12 tribes of Yasharel. You can find out more about the accounts of each of these sons in our series, The Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs, here on the Christian Truthers YouTube channel. It is also important to mention that it is during this time that two of the sons, Levi and Yehuda, known as Judah in modern translations, are appointed and blessed as the priest and king over Yasharel by Yitzchak, their grandfather, an important note for the past and future people of Yasharel. However, in keeping with the events of Esau and Yaakov, let us now fast forward to chapter 32, where we find the next important event in the epic conflict between these two brothers. It is here that we find that Yahuwah himself changes Yaakov's name and confirms his purpose at a place called Beit El, the very place where Levi first discharged his priestly office. The night after, Yaakov desired to build there a memorial, and this is where we return to the story. And on the following night, on the 22nd day of this month, Yaakov resolved to build that place and to surround the court with a wall, and to sanctify it and make it holy forever, for himself and his children after him. And Yahuwah appeared to him by night and blessed him, and said unto him, Your name shall not be called Yaakov, but Yasharel shall they name your name. And he said unto him, I am Yahuwah, who created the heavens and the earth, and I will increase you and multiply you exceedingly, and kings shall come forth from you. And they shall judge everywhere wherever the foot of the sons of men has trodden. And I will give to your seed all the earth which is under heaven, and they shall judge all the nations according to their desires. And after that, they shall get possession of the whole earth and inherit it forever. And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him, and Yaakov looked till he had ascended into heaven. And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, an angel descended from heaven with 7 tablets in his hands, and he gave them to Yaakov, and he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages. And he showed him all that was written on the tablets, and said unto him, Do not build this place, and do not make it an eternal sanctuary, and do not dwell here, for this is not the place. Go to the house of Abraham your father, and dwell with Yitzchak your father until the day of the death of your father. For in Mitzrayim, that is Egypt, you shall die in peace, and in this land you shall be buried with honor in the sepulcher of your fathers, with Abraham and Yitzchak. In the following chapters, Jacob's sons would betray Yosef, the youngest and most beloved son of their father, and sell him into slavery, telling their father that Yosef had died by a wild animal, a story that most are pretty familiar with. Additionally, Bilhah, one of Yitzchak's wives, would die mourning the loss of Yosef, along with Dinah, Yosef's sister.
Chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajal, to be his wife.
And so here, because of time, daylight savings time, I think we lost a little less than maybe a half hour or so. So we're probably going to ride up with this right here, the third part of this epic battle from the Book of Jubilees. Here they're referring to the Dead Sea Scrolls. Jubilees, we're going to pick up more on the Ethiopic Jubilees right here, riding up. Yes, sir. Part three, fulfilled. Epic battle, Esau and Yaakov. Esau and Jacob.
Many interesting details lie within the context of chapters 32 through 34. However, the next chapter of the epic battle between Esau and Yaakov picks up in chapter 35. It is here we find that Rivka, the mother of Esau and Yaakov, is deeply concerned for the brothers once again, that they might destroy one another after the soon coming death of their father. It is for this reason that Rivka pleads with each of the brothers that they would swear peace towards one another. Jubilees, chapter 35. And in the first year of the first week of the 45th Jubilee, Rivka called Yaakov her son, and commanded him regarding his brother, that he should honor him all the days of his life. And Yaakov said, I will do everything as you have commanded me, for this thing will be honor and greatness to me, and righteousness before Yahuwah, that I should honor them. And Yaakov said, Tell me, mother, what perversity have you seen in me, and I shall turn away from it, and mercy will be upon me. And she said unto him,
My son, I have not seen in you all my days any perverse, but only upright deeds. And yet I will tell you the truth, my son. I shall die this year, and I shall not survive this year in my life. For I have seen in a dream the day of my death, that I should not live beyond 105 years. And behold, I have completed all the days of my life which I am to live.
And Rivka went in to Yitzchak, her husband, and said unto him,
One petition I make unto you, make Esau swear that he will not injure Yaakov, nor pursue him with enmity, for you know Esau's thoughts, that they are perverse from his youth, and there is no goodness in him, for he desires after your death to kill him. And you know all that he has done since the day Yaakov, his brother, went to Haran until this day, how he has forsaken us with his whole heart, and has done evil to us. Your flocks he has taken to himself, and carried off all your possessions from before your face. And when we implored him for what was our own, he did as a man who was taking pity on us. And he is bitter against you, because you did bless Yaakov, your perfect and upright son. For there is no evil, but only goodness in him. And since he came from Haran unto this day, he has not robbed us of anything. For he brings us everything in its season, always, and rejoices with all his heart when we take of his hands, and he blesses us. And has not parted from us since he came from Haran until this day, and he remains with us continually at home, honoring us.
And Yitzchak said unto her, I too know and see the deeds of Yaakov who is with us, how that with all his heart he honors us. But I loved Esau formerly more than Yaakov, because he was firstborn. But now I love Yaakov more than Esau. For he has done manifold evil deeds, and there is no righteousness in him. For all his ways are unrighteousness and violence, and there is no righteousness around him. It's important to recall how in Jubilees chapter 32, Yaakov was shown the future of his generations on the seven tablets, and already knew what would become of his sons. It is likely for this reason that we see the following statement from Yitzchak, in verses 14 through 16 of Jubilees chapter 35. And now my heart is troubled because of all of his deeds, and neither he nor his seed is to be saved, for they are those who will be destroyed from the earth, and who will be rooted out from under heaven, for he has forsaken the Elohim of Abraham, and gone after his women, and after their uncleanness, and after their error, he and his children. And you do bid me make him swear that he will not slay Yaakov his brother. But even if he swear, he will not abide by his oath, and he will not do good, but evil only. But if he desires to slay Yaakov, into Yaakov's hands will he be given, and he will not escape from his hands, for he will descend into his hands. And fear you not on account of Yaakov. For the guardian of Yaakov is great and powerful and honored and praised more than the guardian of Esau. And Rivka sent and called Esau, and he came to her, And she said unto him,
I have a petition, my son, to make unto you, and do you promise to do it, my son?
And he said, I will do everything you say unto me, and I will not refuse your petition. And she said unto him,
I ask you that the day I die, you will take me in and bury me near Sarah, your father's mother, and that you and Yaakov will love each other, and that neither will desire evil against the other, but mutual love only, and so ye will prosper, my sons, and be honored in the midst of the land, and no enemy will rejoice over you, and ye will be a blessing and a mercy in the eyes of all those that love you.
And he said, I will do all that you have told me, and I shall bury you on the day you die near Sarah, my father's mother, as you have desired that her bones may be near your bones. And Yaakov, my brother also, I shall love above all flesh, for I have not a brother in all the earth but him only. And this is no great merit for me, if I love him, for he is my brother, and we were sown together in your body, and together came we forth from your womb. And if I do not love my brother, whom shall I love? And I myself beg you to exhort Yaakov concerning me and concerning my sons, for I know that he will assuredly be king over me and my sons. For on the day my father blessed him, he made him the higher and me the lower. And I swear unto you that I shall love him, and not desire evil against him all the days of my life, but good only. And he swore unto her regarding all this matter. And she called Yaakov before the eyes of Esau, and gave him commandment according to the words which she had spoken to Esau. And he said, I shall do your pleasure. Believe me that no evil will proceed from me or my sons against Esau. And they ate and drank, she and her sons that night, and she died, 3 jubilees and 1 week and 1 year old, on that night. And her 2 sons, Esau and Yaakov, buried her in the double cave near Sarah, their father's mother. To make matters even more dire, Esau and Yaakov would again make an oath to do no harm to one another even after their mother died, this time to their father Yitzchak, just before his death. The following account is taken from Jubilees chapter 36. And in the 6th year of this week, Yitzchak called his 2 sons, Esau and Yaakov, and they came to him, and he said unto them, My sons, I am going the way of my fathers, to the eternal house where my fathers are. And this I command you, my sons, that ye practice righteousness and uprightness on the earth, so that Yahweh may bring upon you all that Yahweh said that he would do to Abraham and to his seed. And love one another, my sons, your brothers, as a man who loves his own soul, and let each seek in what he may benefit his brother, and act together on the earth, and let them love each other as their own souls. And now I shall make you swear a great oath, for there is no oath which is greater than it by the name glorious and honored and great and splendid and wonderful and mighty, which created the heavens and the earth, and all things together ye will fear him and worship him, and that each will love his brother with affection and righteousness, and that neither will desire evil against his brother from henceforth forever, all the days of your life, so that ye may prosper in all your deeds and not be destroyed. And if either of you devises evil against his brother, know that from henceforth everyone that devises evil against his brother shall fall into his hand, and shall be rooted out of the land of the living, and his seed shall be destroyed from under heaven. But on the day of turbulence and indignation and anger, with flaming devouring fire as he burnt Sodom, so likewise will he burn his land and his city and all that is his, and he will be blotted out of the sepher of the discipline of the children of men, and not be recorded in the sepher of life, but in that which is appointed to destruction. And he shall depart into eternal execration, so that their condemnation may be always renewed in hate and in wrath and in torment and plagues and diseases forever. I say and testify to you, my sons, according to the judgment which shall come upon the man who wishes to injure his brother. And Yitzchak divided all his possessions between the two on that day, and gave the larger portion to him that was first born, and the tower, and all that was about it, and all that Abraham possessed at the well of the oath. And he said, This larger portion I will give to the firstborn. And Esau said, I have sold to Yaakov and given my birthright to him. To him let it be given, and I have not a single word to say regarding it, for it is his. And Yitzchak said, May a blessing rest upon you, my sons, and upon your seed this day, for ye have given me rest, and my heart is not pained concerning the birthright, lest you should work wickedness on account of it. May El Elyon bless the man that works righteousness, him and his seed forever. And Yitzchak slept on his bed that day rejoicing, and he slept the eternal sleep, and died 180 years old. He completed 25 weeks and 5 years, and his two sons Esau and Yaakov buried him. And Esau went to the land of Edom, to the mountains of Seir, and dwelt there. And Yaakov dwelt in the mountains of Hebron, in the tower of the land of the sojournings of his father Abraham. And he worshipped Yahuwah with all his heart, and according to the visible commands. And so now, we can see very clearly that both Esau and Yaakov made an oath of peace toward one another in the sight of both their mother and their father before their deaths. To make matters even more dire, the oath that was made with Yitzchak, their father, had a curse attached to it. To the one that would cause strife with his brother would be utterly rooted out and destroyed in the earth. After the death of Yitzchak, all seemed well with the brothers as they went their separate ways. However, it wouldn't take long for trouble to begin to brew within the rebellious sons of Esau. We find the following account in Jubilees chapter 37. And on the day that Yitzchak, the father of Yaakov and Esau, died, the sons of Esau heard that Yitzchak had given the portion of the elder to his younger son, Yaakov, and they were very angry. And they strove with their father, saying, Why has your father given Yaakov the portion of the elder and passed you over, although you are the elder and Yaakov the younger? And he said to them, Because I sold my birthright to Yaakov for a small mess of lentils, and on the day my father sent me to hunt and catch and bring him something that he should eat and bless me, he came with guile and brought my father food and drink, and my father blessed him and put me under his hand. And now our father has caused us to swear, me and him, that we shall not mutually devise evil either against his brother, and that we shall continue in love and in peace each with his brother, and not make our ways corrupt. And they said unto him, We shall not hearken unto you to make peace with him, for our strength is greater than his strength, and we are more powerful than he. We shall go against him and slay him, and destroy him and his sons. And if you will not go with us, we shall do hurt to you also. And now hearken unto us. Let us send unto Aram and Pelesheth and Moab and Ammon, and let us choose for ourselves chosen men who are ardent for battle, and let us go against him and do battle with him, and let us exterminate him from the earth before he grows strong. And their father said unto them, Do not go and do not make war with him, lest ye fall before him. And they said unto him, This too is exactly your mode of action from your youth until this day, and you are putting your neck under his yoke. We shall not hearken to these words. And they sent to Aram and to Adoram, to the friend of their father, and they hired along with them 1,000 fighting men, chosen of war. And there came to them from Moab and from the children of Ammon, those who were hired, 1,000 chosen men, and from Pelesheth, 1,000 chosen men of war, and from Edom and from Korim, 1,000 chosen fighting men, and from Kittim, mighty men of war. And they said unto their father, Go forth with them and lead them, else we shall slay you. And he was filled with wrath and indignation on seeing that his sons were forcing him to go before them to lead them against Yaakov his brother. But afterward he remembered all the evil which lay hidden in his heart against Yaakov. And he remembered not the oath which he had sworn to his father and to his mother, that he would devise no evil all his days against Yaakov his brother. And notwithstanding all this, Yaakov knew not that they were coming against him to battle, and he was mourning for his deceased wife, Leah, his woman, until they approached very near to the tower with 4,000 warriors and chosen men of war. And the men of heaven